returning because it is too hot.
Returning?
So it's full Mandi. You have come for Darshan of Maharaj, you have taken Darshan. Now you can return.
Can we ask a few questions before we return? Tomorrow is Ekadasi.
Tomorrow was Ekadasi.
It will be. Last month, when there was the Pandava Nirjal Ekadasi, you were telling us things about Ekadasi. You said that on the day before Ekadasi, we should eat prasadam only one time. Is that correct? You said that? So today is the day before Ekadasi. Is there any particular type of prasadam we should take today, or any particular time of the day that we should take prasadam today? Is that also specified?
You can do only Ekadasi. No more. Nothing. Only for Indians and those who are stout, they strong, or she can do. She can do regularly 3 days, 4 days, 5 days fasting without nirjala. But are you?
We wouldn't make more advancement if we did it.
Advancement in mood and chanting and remembering.
Also, you said that on Dwadashi, you should only take prasadam on the second part.
It has been told in Shastra.
We should also observe that, taking only once on Dvadasi, one time prasadam or not. Not important.
You should do as you do. Try to develop your all these things. More than chanting and remembering. Because you are a soldier of Havasi Bullet?
Commander.
Hava Talpa Pakar Sipahi. Talpakar Sipahi Janta hai.
This is very fun place. Maharaj is saying he is very lean, and who is very lean and thin? Maharaj is giving derivation that he is a soldier made of palm leaves.
If air will come from east, you go fly on it. So, if you, Aditya,
that
should not do. She can try. She can try. You should develop your
hobby. Okay. For those who can, though, what is the time period on Dvadasi that one should take prasadam?
On the second part of Dvadasi.
What time is that?
No time starting.
Oh, it changes every time. Okay.
Usually it comes from sun rise to 9. Here.
Oh, and just once that day they should take. Vaijayanti Mala is back from Mayapur, and she has a question.
Yes.
Which she wants me to ask.
She had gone to Mayapur?
For 2 weeks.
Perhaps a friend of someone has come here. The Yanti Mala has come.
Pundarik came.
Pundarik came
the other day, but
who is he?
Pundarik is a very old brahmachari from ISKCON, and he came with a chuta.
No, only her husband.
Oh, her husband came?
Her husband.
Oh, Narada Muni?
Narada Muni.
Yeah.
She says that I am husband of Vaijayanti
Mala. Oh. He had a sister. She asked some questions to you? She's becoming interested in advancing in bhakti under your direction? Oh.
She wanted my
dear. Nice. So she has a question.
You are calling all for that thing.
You are calling all for that thing.
You are calling all.
You.
Lady devotee from America.
Tracy.
Tracy, you know?
Yes.
Today.
I heard.
Yes. Read that letter?
Not yet. She told me yesterday you gave her your footprint.
Footprint, huh?
So, Vaidyanti has a question that,
what?
Why is it that, because it's very fortunate if someone gets the Rasik Bhatta Association. So why is it that sometimes a person following Vaidhi Bhakti, who's very dedicated to his spiritual master, who's spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world very powerfully, he will not meet a Rasika Bhakta to take the next step, whereas other people who are not doing so much service, not so intelligent, not leader, that they get their, they get that fortune. How, why does it work like that?
Leading other people
are more advanced.
They're more advanced.
The one who doesn't, who's so dedicated in spreading Krishna consciousness.
All they are telling that Amanandi is the most dearest to his spiritual master. And also Bhagavan of Germany. He was also so separate sister of Amit. Mm. And so big, powerful goat. Very big, powerful. And so much advanced, as if that
surpassed.
Caught Krishna's feet. About to enter in Golok Vrindavan. But they tell, by upper appearance, we cannot judge anything. Who is advanced and who is not. We can see a person or brahmachari or any person who is like a beggar, roaming here and there and chanting Hare. He is more superior than anyone having done 5 and 10 cars, preaching here and there. They want only
Pratistha.
Pratistha, kind of conscience coming. It may be. Then maybe in lower. So it does not depend on all these external. So it may be that they have some. Sanskar. Previous sanskar they have. If they are not looking so eager and sincere and all this.
Mm-hmm. Also, we have a question from the Shri Sri.
Is it clear or not?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. How does someone have the potency to go out and preach so much and make, attract so many people to Krishna consciousness?
By his beautifulness, by his sound, like a paku, and so beautiful, and he has grand fire, but so many kamna, bhaka, we have, and a person not looking so, he may be advanced, and he may have lost
sanskar.
Like Bharat Maharaj has no sanskar. He was just a madman, moving here and there. Everyone not appreciating him. He was like a mad person here and going there. Had more than Rahugan Raja, more than anyone of that race.
Mm-hmm.
I know very so many persons and many devotees, but so much advanced. I know the person who preach very here and there and lot of money they can take. They are so much protected by all, but they are so pure. And I know some devotees, whether they are male or female, they are high. You cannot guess.
Okay, we have a question from the Sri Sastakam. The commentary by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur about Bhakti Devi, that Bhakti Devi will take away one's anartas and give one swarup.
Those who are really sincere and they practice, his guru should be also qualified, holy master, and he should be also qualified. He should be Saranagar.
Surrender
soul. Really. Not artificial.
So
then Bhakti Devi will. Bhakti Devi recognizes them. She knows what sort of person this is. If they are unconditionally surrender soul, sincere, doing bhajan service, then Bhakti Devi. Manifest Bhakti Devi.
Who is Bhakti Devi as a person? Like, we know who Yogamaya is, what her activities are in Krishna Leela, we know Vrinda, but who is Bhakti Devi in Krishna Leela?
Bhakti is personal Diksha Shakti of Krishna, Swarup Shakti.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Prakash. Manifestation Swarup Shakti Radhika.
Is she a gopi in Krishna Leela also? Or does she have any role in Krishna Leela?
So many roles.
Oh. She expands as Yogamaya. But
She can come through Vrinda Devi, sometimes by Purma Devi, sometimes it appears from Rupa Goswami, sometimes from the associates of Bhakta, of Krishna, and sometimes from Krishna also.
Does she have a specific form of her own as a gopi in Krishna Leela?
When she is with Bhakta and Krishna, she is mixed with them as one. And sometimes she can appear also as Vrinda Devi, as Purnima Devi, as Gurudev, so many forms. Like Srimati Radhika is one with Krishna, she is called Swarup Shakti. And when she is singing in that form, then she is Radhika.
One with Krishna means when she's not manifest, you mean?
Hmm?
When you say one with Krishna, you mean?
She always lives in Krishna heart or his associate's heart.
So then she's Swarup Shakti, otherwise she's Radhika.
Always she lives there. Her abode is in the heart of Bhakti.
Mm-hmm. Radhika you mean?
Huh?
Radhika you mean or Bhakti Devi?
Bhakti Devi.
Mm-hmm.
Radhika has three attributes. Huh? What? Sambit, Sandini, Radhika.
They're all attributes of Radhika.
In Srimati Radhika. In full. And when two of them, Sambit and Shladini, comes alone mixing, they start, essence of both is called Bhakti, always living in the heart of Krishna and Vishnu. Sometimes he can appear in his own form Bhakti.
Isn't the Sambit potency Balaram?
Balaram is another.
Oh, Sambit is Krishna.
Sambit is Krishna. Radhika also.
Radhika is also Sambit. She's not just Ladini.
She is Ladini.
But all three.
But always Sambit lives with Ladini.
Mm. Last month I asked you a question about an article that I'm doing about Vaishnava etiquette, men and women etiquette. So you gave some general principles. I was wondering if you could tell some specific regulations that perhaps we are not familiar with in ISKCON that I can put in the article, if you'd like to.
Okay.
Last month, you told us some general principles about men and women not associating, not laughing, and other things. So we wanted to put a list of rules and regulations for ladies and men in our newsletter. Would you like to tell us some specific rules and regulations?
There are so many writings about that. The character of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with Choto Haridas, Little Haridas. Also, this also this Radharamananda and Pratyumna Mishra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has told Bhaktivinoda Haridas Thakur. Also we see Hemlata Thakur and the daughter of Subhas Thakur. So it has been told everywhere according to qualification of the devotee. No certain rule for all. Mm-hmm. You have come to me about
20 years ago.
20 years before, I could not have talked to you. They would have told you that you should be in that room. But now I can speak to you, and I will speak. What do you think? There is. Everyone can come. They come. But yet I have some regulations. You should not freely meet. You can meet in so many persons. The door will be open. No alone. No hasna.
Laughing.
No talking alone. No joking. Very gravely. Only harikatha. But to the body, yawn. That was my talk to them. If they are male and female. They can talk to their Gurudev. Like Gurudev person, personality should be like that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told all these things. In Srimad Bhagavatam also it has been told. Those who want to have Krishna, to serve, they want to serve Krishna. They should not talk with ladies alone, anywhere. Or for person, ladies to talk with them. Even if there is a beautiful teacher.
The deity of Krishna.
Deity of ladies.
How much of ladies?
If it is naked, young devotees should not see. But to see ladies. Because for each other then, Maya is there. For ladies with bhakta, puru, for male ladies. So everywhere it has been exactly prohibited.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the house of Sarvam Bhattacharya, you know. And his wife and Sarvam Bhattacharya go.
What's his wife's name?
Huh?
What is his wife's name?
Sarvam Bhattacharya. Also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to take prasadam.
It was Acharya's house.
You have Malini Devi. They used to go there and to take prasadam. They take Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his son, their son, a son. So it all depends on qualification.